The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are talking about embracing and letting summer in at full capacity as we come out of such a, how many months, 15 months close to, where our seniors have been isolated. And there's a lot of things that have changed. Obviously, seniors, a lot of them have just been in their homes for a very long period of time. And so now's the time that you might want to be thinking about that family vacation. Maybe you have siblings or family members in another state. You might be going, on a 3-4 hour drive somewhere to a family reunion or different scenarios like that. And so, Daphne, I'm really glad you're here. We are here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, I want to talk to you a little bit about, we talked about community and being out in your community, or if you go to a lunch or restaurant or anything like that. But what about the bigger trips? What are some things that we need to think about?
So first of all, think about how can I help my loved one be less stressful? That's kind of been our theme this whole hour. And that might mean that you're going to have to learn some new things and maybe call to an airport or talk to an airline. If you're getting on an airline that says, I need to have an escort, we need a cart for my mom. This has been a big aha, and I'm sorry to my mom if she's listening to these, but we just discovered that that is a huge piece to having my mom move from one gate to the other gate with an escort and not having to be pressured about getting to the gate on time. My mom can walk, but can she walk fast enough? Does she have to worry about it? No. And so we now are having airport escorts for my mom. We discovered
that. I love that.
And facing it and just said, oh my gosh, I'm not worried anymore. So that could be one thing. The other thing is, as you're transitioning, let's say you're going on a bus or a train, or you get to a destination and you're getting on a boat, or you're going to do stairs in a stadium, always be thinking in terms of safety. And I would have this conversation with your loved one before you even go on the event. In the event that they're pushing back saying, no, I can't do that, ask them why they can't do that. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to be fear of the unknown, or I don't want to fall, or I don't want to be a bother, or I'll take too long in the line, or et cetera, et cetera. So if you're going to a venue with tickets, let's say, you take care of the tickets. You know, don't have your mom or dad holding on to the ticket and giving it to somebody walking into the ball game. I mean, it's just, did I lose it? Where did I put it? How come I don't have it? Do I give them this end or that end? I mean, think about all the things that we take for granted because we do them automatically. But when the machine gets a little bit tired, sometimes we have to think through every little step, and that just causes stress.
Well, too, Daphne, when they have to stay in line for a long time, you know, maybe there's a type of a stool or something like that so that they could sit if they have to be in line to, let's say, get into a stadium or something like that. Those are things right now I've seen a lot of things out there that has like these, they're like a disc until you unscrew them and it automatically comes out into this long stool. And I thought, what a great thing for a senior if they have to be on their foot to wait in line, or, you know, if they're at an event, like going to a concert or something like that. Those are all important things that are invented that we could potentially use as a temporary.
Exactly. Right. And you can have fun with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a serious thing like, oh gosh, now we got to remember this. No. Oh my goodness. What a great tool to use. How fun. Everybody's going to be envious that's in the line that they didn't think of bringing to school. You know, those kind of things. Have fun with it. Also, remember hydration. Hydration is so, so whether you're 10 or you're 110, hydration is important. But there is something to be said about keeping brain fog gone, keeping lightheadedness away, having snacks in your purse, having a cracker, having something, a piece of candy, a butterscotch, if somebody's blood sugar gets too low. Just be thinking about all those things for comfort and for having fun. Take away the things that could potentially cause someone to feel anxious about the event.
Right. And you talked a little bit in our very first segment about realize that everything's going to take longer. I think that goes with, if you're going to check into the airport, you probably need to, an extra time to check into the airport.
Yeah.
If you're gonna get on a courtesy van, I know that one of the things that I took one trip with my mother, and I was wise enough to say, we're taking a courtesy van to the hotel, but I told them in advance my mom is in a wheelchair. So I made sure that she had, that the hotel knew that when they came to pick us up, they had proper staff to help her get into the courtesy van. Because you don't even think about those things, right? And those were some things that they actually brought a town car for her so that she could sit down and do that. So those are things I think that we don't necessarily think about. You know, we pop into a courtesy van from the airport to the hotel, think nothing of it. Well, those stairs to get into the courtesy van could be a challenge for someone.
Yes, absolutely. And it happened to my mother-in-law. You know, she's leaving her assisted living building, and she is wanting to go on an event. She's getting into their little van for the assisted living, has a little step to help you get onto the first step of the van, and she didn't step on it in the center. It tipped. She ripped the skin on her front, you know, on her shin, and couldn't go, and then had, you know, the healing process. I would say also, always offer an arm. You know, let someone know that this arm is here. I know, and for my mom, I have to say, Mom, here's my arm. It's okay to use it. You know, have a little prevention here. But be thinking about that all the time. I mean, for children with their parents, sometimes that's a hard thing to do. An acquaintance, a friend, someone that you don't know, a service person, it's easier to offer that arm. But it's just as important for a family member to do that. Get away from the idea of parent, son, parent, daughter.
Yeah.
Get away from the idea that mom or dad has done this all their life. Will they be ashamed to do this? Will my dad think that it's ridiculous for me to give him an arm for some stability? Doesn't matter. Have the conversation.
Good idea.
Fun.
So what about medications? That could be a big issue, obviously, with traveling.
It can be. One thing to really pay attention to, in the United States, we have a bit of an issue with diabetes. And so really pay attention to that one. A lot of people have to either have oral medication or even insulin. Sometimes it's just something to be checking their glucose levels. But be sure that you have the equipment that you need, or if you don't know how to do the things for diabetes, have the nurse of the community explain to you how to do things.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you want to pay attention to keeping blood sugar level, not mm-hmm. spikes, not lows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one area to remember. Maybe there's oxygen involved, and to be sure to ask somebody for a portable oxygen machine. You know, you can have a canister, something that goes over their shoulder. It has a little bag to carry the canister. The canless can be right there. But don't let the oxygen piece stop you from doing things. If you don't have portable oxygen available to you right now, talk to their doctor, get an order for it. You certainly can do that. And again, our technology has gotten really good so that there's really creative ways. I mean, you can have a backpack with oxygen.
Absolutely.
You can keep living life on oxygen.
Yeah.
But again, the theme is deal with it, talk about it, don't let it be the elephant in the room.
Exactly. And if your loved one is in a senior community and they're dealing with medication from the nurse's station, make sure you always have a list of your current medications and what they're taking. You never know if luggage gets lost or, you know, something like that, you have to have something refilled. You need to have what are they on. If there's an emergency someplace that happens when you're at the destination, anybody that treats them is going to need that current list. Isn't that correct?
Dan, absolutely. I'm so glad that you're talking about this because there's a signed med list at a community of care that they will have, and having a copy of that is really important because that can function sometimes as a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And so that there is a doctor that's overseeing this. It's been dated. It has the dosage. It has what it's for and the medication listed as well. That will be very helpful. In the event of an emergency, you know, having to go to the hospital or something, yes, you could probably get online and check a My Chart or something with the insurance companies or with the hospital. But having that printed list would be so easy to have. So it is a good practice. I mean, just keep it in your wallet that you have a current med list. And ask the community of care that your parents are at for an updated one ever so often.
Yeah. I always recommend once a month because those things can change. And what I did is I had my power of attorney and my mother's current med list together. And it was in a manila envelope, and it was in the behind the driver's seat pocket of my car. Because I figured wherever I went, I would have it with me. And that was where I kept it. And it was really, you know, if I had to go deal with her, the hospital or whatever, I was driving myself, and I always knew where that document was. So everyone's different on how they did things. That's how I did it. I'm trying to think of what, I had her, all of her information as far as her copies of her Medicare card and those things as well in that envelope. So those are things that you can think about. You know, how can you have those documents with you? And I think those things are very important in the whole scheme of things. So in the meantime, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500. Again, that's 855-734-1500. Or at our website, and you can see pictures of all of us on the Pinnacle team at our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
And obviously, Daphne is here to help everyone, and she is only a phone call or a website away, and she will help just with any sort of questions that you have with your senior loved ones. Her services are absolutely free. So all you need to do is pick up the phone and have a conversation, and she can steer you in the right direction, whether it's here in Washington State or across the country. And next segment, we're going to talk about really embracing summer. What are some activities and things that you could do right now today that will bring some joy to your loved ones? We'll be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.